You know, life is like riding a wave. Sometimes you can be right at the top of the wave and riding the crest and saying you're feeling all kinds of wonderful energy and joy. And sometimes the wave can just sweep you underneath and you feel like you can't get out from under. We have to stop and remember that life is a series of waves. It's not all one single wave that hits us and then we can't recover from it. I'd like you to close your eyes for a moment and just listen. Close your eyes and calm your mind. Take a deep breath and you will find your future awaits, hovering there on butterfly wings like a whispered prayer. Open your heart and feel it near. Know that the time is almost here. What you will trust is there for you, and you have the knowing to make it true. Open your eyes and just internalize that feeling for a moment. This is what science of mind is all about. What you can perceive with your mind, you can bring to fruition in your life. Are you filled with fear or anxiety? Change the picture to joy and excitement. Find that excitement beginning to build, beginning to stir as you see a brighter future for yourselves. Turn off the television news and surround yourself with music. Dance to the rhythms you hear, marveling at the rhythms that are all around you. Dance to the rhythm of the rain, to the sounds of nature, the rustle of leaves in the wind. Feel the joy the flowers feel as they bask in the summer sunlight. And feel the energy that is all around you all the time. To take the time to ground yourself. Walk barefoot in the grass. And to know that you are one with the earth and the sky, the center that unites one to the other. The more you immerse yourself in nature, the less tension you will feel. And the less tension you feel, the less anxiety and fear you will feel. And know that you can have this peace of mind whenever you want it. Because when you are in a state of calmness and relaxation, you can see your future spread out before you. So close you could nearly reach out and touch it. It is there, waiting for you. We forget what powerful minds we have. We can picture perfection, but we don't believe we deserve it. Of course we deserve it. Aren't we wonderful creatures of spirit? And doesn't spirit want us to have everything we want to have, be happy? Why would we create anything less than perfect joy, or perfect love, or perfect harmony? We come into the earth plane to do one of two things, to learn about love and to teach about love. So what are we waiting for? Grab hold of life with both hands and hang on tightly, because this is what we have. We don't have tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. We have this moment. And in this moment, see yourself as you want to be. And know that you are creating that perfect future every moment. And know that you can create this future better than anybody else could possibly create it for you. After all, it's your future. What do you want to be when you grow up? And we are growing every moment of our lives. Ask a child what he or she wants to be. You might say a fireman, or a firefighter, or a doctor. In the next moment, the child might say, I want to be a teacher. Even if the goal changes from moment to moment, if you were to ask a child a child always knows. So if I were to ask you what you want to be when you grow up, what would your response be? I want to be loved. I want to be in love. I want to teach love. These are all very welcome and admirable goals. When I was 10, I wanted to be a writer. When I was 20, I wanted to be married. When I was 50, I wanted to travel. But always my goal was to teach. Not in a classroom or a formal setting, but to teach about life. Now as I look back over my life, I realize how much I have learned as I have taught. Life taught me, and I taught others what I have learned. So without realizing it, I created my own future. What is your goal? To love, to be loved, to learn about life, to bring joy to yourself, to others? To have joy, you must recognize what it is that brings you joy. Then you can teach it to others. Visualize joy in your future and bring it to you. See your future in a state of becoming. It may not be here this second, but it is always coming to you. How many times have people said to me, I want to do this, but I can't? And then they give me a list of all the reasons why they can't accomplish their goals. When you acknowledge that you cannot, you're correct. You only draw to yourself what you believe you deserve. If you don't believe you deserve joy, you won't feel it. So change the picture. Say to yourself, even though I cannot feel joy at this time, joy is in my future. It's coming to me even now. I expect to have it. I deserve to have it. And I deserve to feel it. And your success is determined by the picture you create of yourself in your own future. As science of mind practitioners, we know that what we perceive, we create. What are you creating by telling yourself you cannot? What would you like to create? I teach people how to change the picture of what they're saying to themselves. When you find yourself slipping into a negative point of view, say, clap your hands, say, oh, I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. That's an old point of view. And then visualize the new thought, the new point of view that you want to have. When you change your visualization to a positive one, then you can see yourself as successful, as positive, and full of joy. When you are immersed in the negative, what do? You feel that negativity, you feel that pain, you feel that unhappiness. And when you fill yourself up with that, there's no room for joy to come in. So quiet your mind. Shut out the noise of fear or pain and see the joy you want to experience. And take a deep breath and breathe it into you. Perhaps you want to experience it as a color. What color would joy be? Perhaps it would be pink or red. And as you breathe that color and feel it spreading out all through your body, from the bottoms of your feet to the tips of your toes, so that you're immersed in this color. Perhaps you acknowledge it as a sound. What sound would joy be to you? The sound of joy? Maybe it's a gentle whisper. However you bring it into you, it comes in your perfect way. It is your future. And once you have told Spirit what you want, know that it is on its way to you. It is like flying a kite. You see the kite dipping and soaring? The kite is your future. Now slowly reel it in to where you can just about grab it and hold it to you. Everybody's kite is different. Your kite might not look like my kite. It might not look like anybody else's, just like your future doesn't look like anybody else's. It is your own, created by you and Spirit, and for you alone. And as you see it, believe it, trust it, and know it. Our souls belong to Spirit, because each of us is a part of Spirit. Those 2 little ounces of spark of life that leave a body when the body dies goes back to Spirit. And it lives on after the body dies. That soul was created in love and joy, and it has been with us from the moment of conception. As we mature and we learn many lessons, always, always, our goal is to connect with that joy as we learn our life lessons. Sometimes we cannot see the joy because it comes in unexpected ways. We don't recognize it because we're so busy just living our lives. But it is there, waiting for us to catch up to it. Be still and listen to the joy of just experiencing Spirit. When we quiet our minds and calm our bodies, we can reach out to Spirit and feel that love enveloping us. Feel that connection between mind and body and between body and Spirit, and know that this is the joy that is there for every one of us if we just allow it to come through. I know each and every one of you has a wonderful future ahead just waiting for you. And I know you have the power to make extraordinary changes happen. And I know you know this deep inside that wonderful mind of yours. Now is the time to say, yes, I can do this. Yes, I am now bringing joy in my future to me. Yes, it is nearly here, just around the bend, on its way, joyfully. And so it is.